What's up, guys? Welcome back to Coaches Don't Play. It's your favorite day of the week. It's Thursday.
Great song.
Yes, number one song over here. Griffin's back on the ones and twos.
Hello.
And the threes and the fours.
I can't sing as well as Pammy.
Yeah. I'm grateful that you know your role when it comes to the singing aspect of this duo that we have. It's me.
There's no duo for singing. I don't sing.
Yeah, it is. Fucking Chumkila featuring who's Chumkila sidekick?
Amarjot.
Oh.
You thought it was a name as cool as Chumkila? Yeah, and just but like no. Basic.
Chumkila and Amarjot, man. Worst situation.
Yo, Amarjot used to rip it too.
Is that a girl?
Yeah. It is the lady.
I could seriously use a buroti right now. I'm so freaking hungry. Buroti, if you don't know what I'm talking about, then you haven't been listening to the podcast regularly. Chutney's Indian Grill, they're Canada's first fast casual Indian restaurant. It's differently Indian, and they've been out here supporting the pod since almost day one, I think. They're the Chipotle of Indian food. They're fast, fresh, and healthy. They got something for everyone. They got meat options, veggie, vegan, gluten-free options. You go there and you build your buroti and your bowls. All right, you can choose your protein, toppings, sauces, and chutneys. You can check out their location in South Surrey at Grandview Central and follow them on Instagram at Chutneys Indian Grill. Oh my God, seriously, I'm getting so freaking hungry right now. I want a goddamn buroti right now. Also, Chutneys is growing and now franchising in the Lower Mainland. A franchise location is coming to Abbotsford in 2021. Visit www.eatchutneys.com to learn more and find out how you can become a part of the Chutneys team. Also, if you go to Chutneys and mention the podcast, ask for the Coaches Don't Play podcast discount and you get 10% off your order. All right. I don't know about the... Is it true that Chumkila used to sing like scandalous songs?
Yeah, that's...
Okay, that's...
That's what he was like known for. And then he got shot.
He got shot. Oh yeah, he was killed.
Yeah, he was killed because he was too, you know, risky for the people.
Okay, drop a risky Chumkila line.
I can't think of one off the top of my head, but there's this one song that was really big when we were all in high school.
Okay.
And we were all like jamming to it all the time.
It was
like
big I bet in high school. I thought he died before you were born.
Yeah, he did, but like we still listened to his songs.
Oh, okay. It had a resurgence.
And yeah, it was so big. Like if I play it, you'll probably remember it too. Yeah. But that one, like we were all like, oh yeah, this is such a good song. So cool. Like love the beat. And like the parents used to be like some, like for example, my parents just wouldn't say anything at all. Cause they're like, we'd rather just not even have the conversation.
Right.
But some people's parents were like, oh, my mom said I'm not allowed to listen to that
what
song.
What is it? What's the song? Dirty. What's the song? How could you even get away with singing a dirty Punjabi song? This is great. I didn't even plan for this topic to start, but this is a great segue into the first topic I want to talk about, which is Gary Sundu. And I'm going to talk some mad shit about that motherfucker.
Oh.
If this is my claim to fame, if this is how it's going to happen, oh I start beef with Gary Sundu.
And then what?
And I get propelled into stardom.
That's the point.
Remember, because how long have I been saying for I'm waiting for a scandal?
Yeah.
What if this is it?
This would be the stupidest scandal, perhaps.
But it would be an easy one for me to handle.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Anyways, I just looked up Chumkila songs in SoundCloud, and the very first one is called Ate Vangu Gonati.
No!
So you have to understand that, like, his lyrics... When you're just listening to it, it seems like, oh, he's talking about atta, but
like, he has like a dirty analogy.
Yeah, like the what's the word for like, you know,
innuendos?
Yes. So let's see what atte vangu gonati is.
Obviously, he's clapping them cheeks like some dough, bro. He's saying Ate Vangu. Okay, I'll pause that for a second. He's saying Ate Vangu Gornadi Bagane
Potane.
That means for the non-Punjabi speakers out there, this is a very folklorian type of singer that my dad was a big fan of, saying he beat her
No. He. Okay. What's the English word for gunning?
Kneading dough.
Okay, so he kneaded her like dough, that stranger boy.
Stranger boy. Because, like, pretty much at that time, like, you used to marry a stranger, right? Like, you never met the person before. So the whole thing was like, oh, you just spent 7 days at your first 7 days at your in-laws' house, and now you're going back home and you're all like frazzled
because he clapped them cheeks. Yo, what the fuck? Okay, I knew Chimkila was like, I honestly swear to God, I've never heard like a Chimkila song.
You'll never like unhear this song.
Yeah,
now.
Like I'm sure I've heard like a Chimkila song, but I've never heard like an actual like lyric and knew like what it meant.
Also, you know how we know this about the two of us, like whenever you're listening to a song and I'm like, oh, the song's so stupid, and you're like, well, the beat is good, like I like the beat, and I'm like, oh, well, I'm listening to the lyrics and I don't like them, like they're stupid or whatever, right? Like, so once you start listening to the lyrics, you start noticing a lot more. But
that's fucking, and now I don't even know if I can talk shit about Gary Sundu because Chimkila out here saying shit like that. And Gary Sundu out here releasing tracks saying fuck this pussy.
What?
Yeah.
He did?
Dude.
That's what you wanted to talk about?
Okay. Not even that I have a problem with him saying fuck this pussy.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is Gary, okay, there's so many levels to this fucking situation.
But Chimkila is like, he's not saying anything directly.
Okay, Chimkila, whatever.
Smart man.
Is long and dead. Poor guy got shot. He's trying to make a dollar, right? Trying to make a rupee out here.
And he's just talking about shit that is like actually happening.
Yeah, sure. Whatever, okay? I'm not going to say I have issue, I have beef or anything. He doesn't know who I am, nothing.
You don't know that, Pam.
Okay? Listen to this, yeah. All right? There's so many levels to this. So a few weeks ago,
okay,
Gary Sundu released a Snapchat story or a TikTok or an IG story or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And on it, and everyone has probably seen this, and on it, he talks about how he has a new girl.
Yeah.
Right? And he's talking in Punjabi and he goes, okay, for those of you who don't know, Gary Sundu's a Punjabi singer. Okay, moving on. He, on it, on that story or whatever, that video, he talks about how he wants people to stop commenting about his past relationships on his videos and his social
relationship.
Media. Relationship. But he doesn't say the name, but he's talking about Jasmine Sundalus, right?
Sundalus. Yeah.
Sundalus. And he's like, you know, I want you guys to stop commenting about my past relationship, which is valid. Yeah. Fair for him to say that, right?
Yeah.
Then he takes it 75 notches further than that, than it needs to be.
Takes shots.
And he starts going, you know, he goes, ਮੈਨੂੰ ਬਹੁਤ ਚੰਗੀ ਕੁੜੀ ਲੱਭ ਪਈ ਹੁਣ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਿੱਧੀ ਸਾਦੀ ਆ ਮੇਰਾ ਖਿਆਲ ਰੱਖਦੀ ਆ ਮੇਰਾ ਖਾਣ ਪੀਣ ਦਾ ਖਿਆਲ ਰੱਖਦੀ ਆ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਲੇਸ਼ਨ I found a very sweet girl.
Yeah.
She takes care of me. She knows how to take care of me. She takes care of like my eating, make sure that I'm eating right, all these things, right?
Yeah.
Then he says, "Oh, nasha ni kardi?"
Yeah.
She doesn't do drugs and she doesn't drink, okay?
Yeah.
Obviously, that's straight shots at Jasmine Sandalus, right?
Yeah.
Also straight gitchies for all of us, okay? who drink.
Yeah.
And some girls like smoke weed, like what's it, right?
Okay. We can do it all, okay? We can take care of our families and we can party too.
Yeah. So he says this, right? And everyone in the comments was like, oh, for la-di-da, your fucking girlfriend doesn't drink, big fucking whoop. Like, congratulations that your girlfriend doesn't drink, okay? She's probably a fucking lame old boring ass, wall personality having ass, okay? I'm just kidding. You can be fun and not drink too. But, like, whatever, all right? So he releases that video, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, who the fuck does this guy think he is? Like, and a lot of girls were like, oh, looks like you found yourself a mother, like a mom or whatever, right? Because classic thissy, like, you know, from India type of fucking analysis. I found a chick to like take care of me and make food, right?
Yeah.
And she doesn't party and drink, whatever. Okay. Then he says all this, right?
Yeah.
Then he releases a song. Okay. I only heard that one part where he goes, din, 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 din. Fuck this pussy.
God.
First of all, I don't care how long you've been illegally in the UK and how modern you think you are. I don't want to hear that shit in a Punjabi song, okay?
Yeah.
Do like Chimkila do and do some food innuendos, okay?
Food.
But it's like, okay, so this was my beef. I was thinking about this, right? I was like, listen, either you can be a dissy uncle and have the mentality that you actually have at your fucking core, yeah, which is girls shouldn't drink and do drugs, yeah, and this and that, right? And then stick to that, or become like normal, like, mm-hmm, the rest of us, and be okay with the fact that, you know, we're not living in the fucking 40s and girls can drink and, you know, party or whatever. And then you're allowed to say shit like, fuck this pussy, and be like hard or whatever you think you fucking are. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
pick a side,
it's
bitch.
It's inconsistent on
exactly. It's like, don't act like you're so fucking modern. You're so fucking cool. You're out here in your fucking music videos and your fucking clothes.
Yeah.
Fuck this pussy. And then on the side, you're like, Masa, these are the gorilla bria, what?
But this is also like classic guys.
Yeah, this is it. Well. He's a perfect like example, yeah, of like the majority of like, not majority, but a lot of brown guys.
Yep.
That they want like sadi, like, what does that even fucking mean?
That means exactly what it means, that they want someone who's like very not have opinions, not outspoken, doesn't do anything like controversial,
yeah,
and just, you know, because they want somebody that can like easily blend in with their life and their family,
mm,
and not like, you know, cause a scene over anything. Because the thing is, if a girl comes in with like, you know, bold opinions and, you know, yeah, wants things a certain way,
yeah,
then that's hard for the guy, and guys don't like things hard. To be hard. Like, they don't want to adjust, yeah, to anything.
Okay, there's one thing of wanting a girl who's, like, drama-free.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
I want people around me to be drama-free.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? It's another thing to be like, I don't want a girl who drinks at all. I don't want a girl who parties. I don't want a girl who has friends, who goes out. I don't want a girl, yeah, who has, like, bold opinions. Like, this is what, considered what we're doing is bold.
Yeah, it is. 100% is.
Right?
He's also, like, at probably getting to the age where he's like, okay, I need to, like, settle down now. And like, yeah, this is all these guys, like some guys, most guys are like, you know, they like to have their function. And then when it's time to get married, this is the description that they're looking for.
Yeah. And it's, you know what it is? It's like, and it's funny. I don't even know if I should say this, but I've met a few girls recently. As I talk to these girls,
yeah,
I'm like, wow, you are in for a rude awakening, girl. You, yeah, have no fucking idea. Like,
yeah,
especially young girls that I meet, yeah, like have this like weird view of like being with a guy and like just totally converting into like the guys and, yeah, how like the guy is in his life, like having no identity of your own.
Yeah.
And you just completely reverse osmosis into his fucking existence. Guys like Gary Sundu, that's what they want.
This is, of course, because that just makes everything like smooth sailing for them.
Yeah.
And everything is just good and they're coasting. And so,
and they don't have to make any changes, yeah, or compromise in any fucking way, shape, or form.
You have to think that a lot of girls, brown girls, are kind of taught that from a young age.
Yeah.
That like, oh, when you get married and, you know, you go into your in-laws family, you're going to have to be like this. Like, you're just, you shouldn't, like, they pretty much, I've seen like some families where they start training their daughters from like a young age.
Yeah. To take care of everyone else. Be quiet.
Yeah.
Not cause like, you know, just,
yeah,
don't have any opinions. If someone says something to you, just drop, you know.
Yeah.
We are trained from a very young age to be like that. That's why I always say that unless you are like that from a young age, yeah, where you're, you know, you're strong-willed,
yeah,
don't get married young. Don't get, yeah, into these like fucking serious-ass relationships young, yeah, unless you work on yourself, dude.
Yeah. Or at least be able to maintain your, like, hold your ground type of a thing. Yeah. So if you are, I would say, like, I grew up being, like, very opinionated in my family, like, a loud mouth, just, like, saying whatever I want, yeah, and, you know, having thoughts and opinions, and, you know, people, sometimes, like, a lot of times people in my family were like, oh, what the hell are you saying? Like, shut the hell up. But sometimes it's like, oh, yeah, whatever. They didn't, like, stop. Nobody fully stopped me. Nobody was like, no, that's wrong. You can't say that. You're a girl, blah, blah, blah. So a lot of my family just kind of let me do what I wanted to do. But yeah, like you say, it was interesting because I am one of those strong-willed people that got married really young.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like if you're like that when you're young and you come from a family where your opinions and your, like, you never felt like you were pushed down or like made to be quiet, whatever, that's fine, right? But if you're going into like a marriage or like a relationship and your whole identity in that relationship is being that person's partner, and you have nothing else fucking happening, that's a fucking red flag. That's a sign of a rude awakening waiting to happen for you down the road, sis. Anyways, that's my beef with Gary Sandhu. Thinks he's all fucking modern out here, legally sitting in the UK.
Is he still there?
I don't think so. I don't know where he is. Whatever.
He's everywhere now.
Who knows? But the fact that I took a picture with this guy, West Edmonton Mall. How embarrassing. Anyways, but yeah, that's my little hot take on Gary Sandhu and his new Fuck This Pussy song.
Can't believe that's a thing.
What's it actually called? Oh, it's called Good Luck. Good luck to that guy. I posted that story on my Instagram about how I'm going to talk about the psychic manifestation thing that happened to me this week.
Oh, yeah.
And 1 minute later, I get a call from Girk.
Saying what?
He's like, what's the law of attraction thing? And I'm like, is that what you're calling me? Yeah. I'm like, oh, look at you. You're so fucking interested. You're so... Yeah. This guy acts so unfazed, but when something interests him, he'll be wanting to know right away. I'm like, no, you have to listen to the episode. He's like, just fucking tell me. I just want to know if it's stupid or not.
What?
Yeah.
I just want to know if it's stupid or not.
How do I tell this story? Okay. So this week, some like... manifestation/slacks. What am I? Why can I speak English?
Because you just spent an hour talking about Gary Sandhu. Yeah. Maybe that's why.
Now I'm turning into a fucking idiot. Okay.
Fuck this pussy.
So this week, right? Some crazy manifestation/Gravine thing, psychic type of thing happened, okay? To me. Okay,
so, to me, to us, I guess just to me, but kind of to us. It could be us.
So about a month ago, I told Gurveen that I really want to go back to Winnipeg.
Right? People are probably like, what?
Okay.
All this build up.
Yeah.
To go to Winnipeg.
Okay, so I told Gravine a month ago, I was like, yo, for some reason, I really want to go back to Winnipeg, right? And she's like, what? You fucking hated it there.
Yeah.
And I was like, I did? And she's like, yeah, you were literally miserable. You wanted to come back so bad. And then I was like, what? I'm getting like weird. Like, I thought I had a good time there. Like, I completely like fucked up like the whole like memory like situation. Like, I had a bad experience there, but for some reason.
But it wasn't bad though, Pam. You can't say it was a bad experience. You just like weren't into it. Like,
yeah.
And then also like when we were driving around, we saw some like weird stuff. Like, it was like. It almost was like sad. Like,
yeah, it was just like a ghost town, whatever. And whoever's listening to this podcast, like if you're binge listening and you've listened to previous ones,
yeah,
I talk about how weird Winnipeg was and how I didn't like it. I talk about it on the podcast.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So then this happens and I have this weird misplaced notion that I had a good time there or that I really liked it for some reason. Right. I was having this weird feeling that I really wanted to go back because I really liked it.
Yeah.
Okay. And Gravine's like, bitch, no, you didn't. You fucking were miserable. I was like, oh, okay, whatever. Okay. So then whatever that happens like a month ago, a week after that, I bring it up. No, 2 weeks after that, I bring it up again.
Yeah.
To Gravine. Yeah. I'm like, Gravine, I don't know why, but I really want to go back to Winnipeg. I have this fucking urge to go back to Winnipeg. Yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Right. And it's so hard for me to explain the feeling because it wasn't like, I want to go.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like that. It was like, something is there.
I need to go there.
And it wasn't like a bad thing.
Yeah.
It was like a warm, like good feeling. I was like, I don't know what it is. I just have this urge. It was like an urge. That's the only way I can explain it. Right.
Yeah.
Gravine's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Right.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. And I was like, okay, whatever. So then I mentioned it a few more times to her. And then 3 or 4 days ago, I was at home cleaning and I was cleaning and I got the urge again.
Yeah.
Right. And I started saying it out loud. Like I started talking to myself. I'm like, why do I want to go to Winnipeg? What is going on?
Yeah.
Why do I, something is there. And I kept saying that. I'm like, something is there. Like something is there. Right. Now. I was like, yeah. What is there? Like, I want to go back. Like, it's something like warm and like good is there. I don't know. Right.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, so then 3 days ago,
we were talking about it. And then, and then one of our like brides that has been trying to reschedule emailed like right then.
Oh, right then. And she's like, this date for like Winnipeg, whatever. Right?
Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God. So then we start freaking out then. And then when we were talking about it,
she's like, does this date work or whatever? Right. On the exact moment that we were talking about it, we start freaking out. We're like, oh fuck, what the fuck? Right. Yeah. Then the next day we get two fucking different inquiries for Winnipeg brides.
Yeah.
I was like,
and this is weird because like this doesn't happen often.
We
like,
don't. Yeah. For anyone who thinks that we get Winnipeg inquiries all the time, yeah. We don't.
Yeah.
Like we barely fucking get Winnipeg inquiries. Yeah. We barely get Vancouver inquiries. We barely get any Toronto inquiries. We get like Edmonton, Calgary. That's like our fucking zone. Right.
Yeah.
So the fact that we barely get Winnipeg inquiries and we got three within the span of 2 days is fucking crazy to me.
Yeah.
And the fact that
While I had this urge
and the urge was getting stronger days leading up to these inquiries. Cause I remember I brought it up at every single fucking booking we had. I kept talking about it. I'm like, I don't know what it is. And then, so then Gravine messages me. She's like, yo, your fucking manifestation powers are out of control. Yeah. And then when I told her that I was having these urges, like it wasn't like this is going to happen for us. This is what I want. It was like an urge.
Yeah.
And Gravine's like, that seems more like psychic as opposed to like manifestation.
Yeah.
And then the psychic that I went to did tell me that I have psychic abilities.
Bleh.
So, you know, if anyone wants to get their future read, $100 per hour, hit me up, bitch.
Pammy Pandit. Bhagavanla.
Yeah, bro.
Let your hair out, tie a little lady Pandit.
Yeah, bro. Anyways, isn't that crazy? I know we're laughing about it, but like, I was freaking out about it the other day.
It's very creepy.
And then I was trying to explain it to Girk, right? I'm like, this exact same thing happened a few months ago. I talked about how I got this one thing and I was like, I manifested it. Like it was crazy, right?
Yeah.
I'm like trying to explain to Greg. I'm like, I just knew for some reason that I was going to get it. It's so hard to explain. Like when people say like manifestation, law of attraction, if you believe you have it, right?
Yeah.
But that's the hardest part about the law of attraction is the belief part.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Like you can want the lottery. You can want $1 million. You can want that job. Right.
Yeah.
But to actually believe that you are going to get it is a whole different fucking ball game.
Yeah.
And every single time in my life, I feel like that I believe something's going to happen like to my core where I don't like worry about it. I don't think about it.
Yeah.
It happens. I don't know. It's just hard. It's really hard to explain. Like, but what I can like say is that just wanting something isn't enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not enough. You have to believe it. But that belief part is extremely difficult.
Yeah.
And the things that happen for me, I don't try to believe them.
Yeah.
Like they just kind of are just there.
It just like feels natural.
It just feels natural. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. But I wish I could have that feeling with everything. Then I'd be a fucking gazillionaire.
But that's not how it works. Then life would be no fun.
Anyways, but that's my little manifestation story there.
So let's send Pammy to Winnipeg.
Yeah. But I don't, you guys, it's not that I'm going yet because they haven't confirmed anything, but the dates are not working as of right now. But like the thought, the fact that it actually, like those, they came in.
Yeah.
And so then Gravine was like, it seems like you knew that it was coming down the pipeline.
Yeah. That's what I feel like your urge is saying. It's not like you're trying to manifest, trying to go to Winnipeg. Cause you're not, what are you trying to go there for? Like, you don't know.
Yeah. I wasn't manifesting it. I wasn't like, I want to go. Like, I would just have this urge to go there for some reason.
I wonder what's waiting for you over there, Pam.
Oh, yeah. And then Gravine was like, and the Maverick said the exact same thing. Gravine's like, what if you're getting the urge because your husband is there?
Yeah. I feel the urge, Pam. I think he's there.
I feel the urge, you guys. Yeah, Gravine went to fucking Surrey last week. and got recognized at Cactus on Scott Road.
Oh my God.
Everyone out here getting recognized but me. Gurk's been recognized.
You don't
my
leave
mom's
your house.
Gurk's been recognized. My mom's been recognized. You've been recognized.
We go places.
But one time I went to Dollarama and I got recognized there. Like when other people get recognized, it's like Gravine, this girl at Cactus Club who recognized Gravine was like jumping up and down. Gurk, like the guy approached him, gave him like a handshake. He's like, yo, you know, like this and
Gurk
that.
Gurk was probably like extra pumped. Yeah. He's just like, oh,
Gurk loves
yes.
it.
Oh, and the other day, I forgot to tell you. So Tony started playing hockey again.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, one of the guys. And Tony was just like, he's always just like, I don't know what, because he doesn't listen, right? He's like, I don't know what this is all about. But one of the guys was like, yo, my girlfriend loves listening to your wife's podcast. Your wife and like Pammy, blah, blah, blah. Like, things, they're so funny, man. And Tony's like, oh, really? Haha, yeah, that's what I hear. And I'm like, dude, you don't even know.
You don't know who the fuck I am. You don't know. That's what you should say to him.
Yeah, okay.
And the funny thing is, if you listen to like the first episode of the podcast,
yeah.
I talk about how Tony's going to be one of the only people that listen.
Yeah, no. Nope.
He doesn't listen at all.
He doesn't. I've like got him to listen to snippets.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I don't think he's ever listened to a full.
Wow, it's always the people closest to you don't give a fuck, eh?
He does. I think the issue is he does. I don't think he knows how to listen to podcasts.
Dude, if my mom and all these aunties can figure it out, this guy can figure it out, okay? Anyways, but what, going back to what I was saying is like yeah. when, even with my mom, like the girl had the full out conversation with her. Like yeah. she's like, you know, auntie love the podcast, blah, blah, blah. I got recognized at Dollarama. Yeah. And I think the girl was like shy.
Really?
Yeah, because she was like shy and she's just like, she was like walking by me and she, her head's down. She's like, I love your podcast. And I was like, what? I almost like didn't hear her. And then I turn around and I was like, huh? She's like, I love your podcast. And she's like looking at the ground and she's like looking at like the shelves. Oh, she's God. Not really like looking at me. I was like, oh, yeah. Thank you so much. And then I kind of got awkward because she wasn't like looking.
Yeah. Because you're like an emotion sponge and you become the other person.
And then like, so then she's telling me that she likes my podcast while yeah. looking at products on the shelf. And then I'm saying thank you while looking at products on the shelf. So we're each like talking to the items at Dollarama, but not to each other. Okay, it's fucking hot as balls everywhere.
It is.
We talk about the heat. Vancouver, y'all out here. I live in AC now, so fuck y'all. We made it, fam. We out here.
But even if you didn't, fam, I feel like you'd be perfectly fine anywhere because, like, you don't feel heat.
I know, but like, I would be dying at night. Nighttime yeah. is the worst for me. Like, at my mom's place, like, yeah. tossing and turning all night, sweating. Ugh. Like, it's horrible. Like, I can't yeah. sleep throughout the night. I have like 2 gumballs on last night because
oh
I was so
God.
Cold.
Jeez.
I would love to talk about how hot it is, but I don't know.
I haven't felt it.
Sorry, guys. I don't
know. I go into an underground parkade and I get into my AC car
and I just don't experience these like inconveniences that common folk do, you know? Yesterday, right, I had a meeting with a potential like company to do a collaboration with.
Yep.
Right? Obviously, I'm not going to name drop the company, you know, because they ain't write the check yet, bitch. And we out here doing nothing for free, aight? So, anyways, I had this like meeting, right? It was like a Zoom meeting or whatever. I was like, okay, this is like not like a kind of like a pundi little thing. Like, I need to be like somewhat presentable, right?
It's not a pundi
thing, right? So, I like was taking a shower.
For your Zoom meeting.
No, because I was like, fuck, I need to like, because I was like cleaning the place, I was like working and I look like a, like this, I was like, yeah, I need to like look like half presentable, right? So I'm like taking a shower, whatever, and I'm washing my face, right? And I get face wash in my eye. Bro, such fucking excruciating pain.
Ouch.
It was extremely painful, right? So obviously I'm like screaming in the shower. But like I'm like, I'm making all these like weird ass fucking noises, right? It wasn't like It was like I wasn't graceful at all, right? It was very like just not attractive. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, if someone heard me right now, they'd think like I was getting clobbered to death or something because it just like sounded horrible, right?
Yeah.
And I get out and I look at my fucking booty And my one eye is bloodshot red, right? I'm like, Carlo Teari. I'm like, great. I'm going to get on the Zoom call and there's fucking two guys. I'm like, these guys are going to think I got fucking jizz in my eye. For sure. This chick was up to some shit, bruh. Anyways, that was the first thought that came to my fucking head. And I was like, oh my God, great. Like, fucking, I'm trying to look presentable. I'm fucking out here like, being yuck and shit. Fucking this and that. And I was like, this is so embarrassing. Of course it would fucking happen to me, but I don't think they noticed. Or if they did, they didn't say anything. I was just like squinting my eyes. I was like, okay, that sounds good.
That kind of stupid shit does always happen to you when you try to, like, you know.
When I try to do something good, yeah. Like take a shower.
The universe puts you back in your place.
Yeah, they're like, bro, come back where you belong. Earth, bro. You fucking think you're out here trying to do collaborations and shit? Bad touch up, karke, okay?
I just want to say I'm so, 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 so grateful for all the sponsors of all these episodes. If it wasn't for sponsors, I don't know. You know, I don't know. So the next sponsor we have here is Fresh Canvas Spa. Shout out to them. They're huge supporters of the podcast. They are BC's best reviewed medical spas for laser, hydrofacial, and body treatment. Laser? Come on, man. You can't go wrong. The Fresh Canvas Spa and Laser Center with locations in Surrey and Metrotown Burnaby. Fresh Canvas is known for providing real results with their amazing gold standard treatments for unwanted hair, active acne, scars, discolored skin, stretch marks, and unwanted fat. Our friends at Fresh Canvas want to help you get ready for summer 2021, and it's already here, so if you haven't gotten it yet, you're behind on the race. So they're giving our listeners 10% off all their services, including their already $350 full body laser. You guys, I can't like stress enough how amazing this is. It's $350 for full body laser, plus if you mention the podcast, you get 10% off. What a steal of a deal, okay? And they also have 15% off all their organic and medical grade skincare. Mention the code COACHES10 and experience the difference with Fresh Canvas. Also follow them on Instagram at Fresh Canvas Spa. Thank you. Love you guys.
Dude, I'm really nervous to like meet a guy and then he hears my real like scream, because I've talked about my real scream before, how atrocious it is.
Dude, you need to like, I don't know what you need to do to like get over these things.
What, that I my
like oh, I'm like, I don't want like the guy that I'm with, okay, obviously I'm not one to say a lot of these things, but like
talk about the girl fucking hasn't bothered in front of her husband in 10 years.
God.
You need to get over these things, Gary.
No, but it's like these kind of things, like oh my real scream, like what?
Garveen, you don't know unless you have a traumatic crackhead experience like I did when a crackhead walked into your house and you're like, oh!
Well, now everybody's
or got at least a little bit of a sampler. Yeah,
I know, okay? And I need to make a guy fall in love with me without knowing about the podcast.
Okay, good luck with that now.
Once he hears it, like he's...
I think this is a part of your personality now.
Fuck.
Oh my God.
I'm fucked. Anyways, but I was like, okay, screaming in the shower like an odd me. And then I was like, bro, if this is how I'm going to sound, if like I'm getting murdered or some shit, like I really hope that the person puts like duct tape over my mouth or some shit, because I ain't trying to go out like that.
I don't know what it is, but like obviously, okay, so I think it's just like the way that the media portrays female screaming that we assume.
Yeah. Why, do you scream like a guy too?
Pam, I've given birth. I know my true scream.
It?
It's just like exactly like how you do it. That's how it is, man. Because when you truly are like either like scared or in excruciating pain,
yeah,
your scream comes from like your lower, like your stomach. It's like it's really bad. Like it's really scary. And yeah, I scared myself. And Tony's probably like, what the hell? My wife is possessed. Because when you're scream, okay, what's a scream? A scream is like a fight or flight response type of thing, right? And it's like, it's not going to be all like, you know, dainty.
It's going to be like, oh!
But it was funny because, like, the day I had Mansa, we go to the hospital, and, like, everything is, like, when it comes to, like, labor and delivery, everything's happening in, like, one area, right? So I'm just, like, I was in, like, you know, a little bit of pain at that point. And, but I, like, obviously the real deal was going to start later. But then somebody else was giving birth, like, what, when, soon after I got there. And, like, her screams were, like, holy, I was like, oh, wow, that's, like, some intense screaming. Because, like, once again, it was, like, from, like, you know, your, like, your stomach. Like, it's, like, coming up and it's just, like, it just sounds brutal. Okay, it's not anything like how they show in the movies.
That sounds, that makes me feel a little bit better. Yo, isn't it crazy that women shit when they give birth?
Yeah, I don't think I thought about that before.
All the guys listening and all the girls who don't know this, you fully take a landing when you're giving birth. And I have a family friend who's a physician, and he's a, like, a sardar, and he has, like, a dadi.
Yeah.
And he was like, when I was doing my residency, I was delivering a baby. Have I talked about this on the podcast? I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
And he's like, when I was doing my residency, I was delivering a baby. Hmm. And he's like, I deliver it, whatever, give the baby off to the girl, like, the lady. And I was like, congratulations. He's like, I go to wash my hands. And he's like, I have shit in my beard.
Oh.
She projectile landed in his dadi, man.
I don't think I really thought about that before, but then afterwards I heard a lot of talk that, like, oh yeah.
Yep.
A lot of the times, like, you do, but no one says anything. Like,
yeah,
the
nurses, like, they just, like, clean it up, like, quickly.
Yeah, it's just, like, gone. So I'm like, yeah. Oh, I wonder if I did.
Well, how embarrassing for you, Gavin.
How embarrassing.
How embarrassing.
These are all natural things, you know.
You guys, it's natural to sound like a guy when you're scared or dying. And it's natural to take a shit when you're going in, when you're having a baby.
Because it's all, like, it's all just down there.
Wedding season full swing, of course, right? Yeah. And I've been traveling a lot with Graveen. Main ek do complaint ta meri hain. Okay? This chick.
I just have a feeling I know what you're going to say. You know what I'm going to say? Yeah, because I've been there the whole time.
This chick sounds like a 52-year-old dissy uncle when she's in the washroom.
See, I do make sounds and people do hear them.
Yeah, because how could they not? I don't think any amount of white noise would be able to block out that situation that's happening in the washroom. First of all, she takes like 70 hours to song her nasa in the morning.
I had a sinus infection.
It was like choking on her fucking toothbrush. And then she's just like I can't even do the noise, like the fucking singing the nasa noise. And it's like 3:30 a.m. and I'm like, bro, just 5 more minutes. Like, just be quiet for 5 more minutes. And she takes so long in the washroom. It just, I don't understand. What's fucking happening in there?
Pam, that week where we were like in hotels a lot, I had a sinus infection. Now I'm a lot better. So watch.
And we'll see.
This week.
We'll see what happens.
We'll try to keep it down.
I was like, I don't know if I should go in here and try to save this.
I was like annoyed at myself.
Anyways, very nice. I got something in my throat. Okay.
Karma. Yeah, I got karma in
your throat. People are going to be like, what the fuck? I'm trying to work out, not fucking listen to you idiots fake vomit. I just have to give a quick birthday shout out to a listener of ours here. Yeah. Your mom messaged me, Dia.
Aww.
Happy sweet 16th. Happy sweet 16 to you. Happy sweet 16 to you. Oh, that's not how it goes, right?
No.
Happy birthday to Sunita. Happy. Isn't that Sunita, right?
It is Sunita in the song.
In the song, yeah.
You could easily say,
happy birthday to Dia. Happy birthday. Okay. Bro, first of all, you're lucky that you're 15 and your mom's letting you listen to this podcast. You have a cool mom, dude. And yeah, hopefully you have a good Sweet 16. And you know, keep your head on straight, girl. Keep your head on straight.
Okay? You got a Sweet 16 party, right?
I did, yeah. Wow. And I got my hair crimped. I had a Sweet 16 party and I got my hair crimped. And first of all, I was a fucking head of the time. You know, like the three prong, like mermaid waves that are in right now?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I did to my hair for my Sweet 16.
Yeah.
And my Sweet 16 birthday was on Christmas, because my birthday's on Christmas, right? So the party was on Christmas, so it was like whatever.
Yeah.
So I had to get my hair done on Christmas Eve, right? Because I was like that fucking, what the fuck was I thinking out here? And I slept with my head over, like, all over the bed.
Ow.
And, like, so that I wouldn't ruin my hair.
Yeah.
Well, that's how much of a diva I used to be.
It's your big day the next day. Dude, yeah. Sweet 16s used to be, like, a big deal.
Dude, even, like, grads and shit, I used to, like, care about that kind of stuff.
I think we all did.
Yeah. Now I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. You still do.
No, I would never get my hair done the day before and sleep all fucked up so it doesn't get fucked up.
Obviously not, because now it's like things are a lot more convenient.
Yeah, it's so weird, like how shit wasn't at like our fingertips.
Yeah.
We had to like wait to find out things.
Yeah. Like, so weird. Like I think I saw a TikTok yesterday that like, oh, something that kids that weren't born in the like after the 90s or whatever just won't understand.
Yeah.
So like, remember when if you wanted to go to the movies and you want to see like what time your movie was on,
you had to call
the theater.
And you had to wait for them to go through the whole ass fucking like list.
That's crazy, because then they'd be like
Fast and the Furious is playing at 2:15 p.m., 4:15 p.m., 6:30 p.m., 7:45 p.m. And then you have to wait for them to go through all the movies. Yeah. Holy fuck. How did we ever get anything done?
Okay, first of all, we had like nothing going on at that time. But it's crazy. But that just goes to show like how much more resilient we are. And we're I don't know, I would say that we're very patient with a lot of things. Like, I feel like a lot of people just want things like instantaneously now, whereas we've been through like, let's say like the TV guide.
Yeah.
Look, waiting for like your YTV channel to come up. Yeah,
and see what's going to play for the next little bit.
And then
I remember like reading the TV guide.
In the newspaper?
Yeah, to see what's playing that day.
Oh, damn.
I remember doing that shit.
I didn't do that.
Yeah, I remember that.
I just watched it, like, on Channel 2. No.
I was thinking about that today. I was, like, looking up the answer to something. Oh, how much vitamin D you should be getting in a day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how would I have gotten that answer before without internet?
You would have to book an appointment
with your doctor to check. Yeah.
Or, like, go into a... Or, like, I don't know if you would think about calling a pharmacy.
Yeah.
Because then even, let's say you're like, oh, let me just quickly call my pharmacy.
Yeah.
You have to go to the phone book.
Yeah.
And then, like, going to, like, Blockbuster.
Oh, my God. Going to fucking Rogers Video Store.
Yeah.
And getting a movie and then getting the snacks.
Yeah.
Well, it was like an outing.
You had rich parents.
Oh, my God. Yo, do you want me to tell you about this one thing? This one really funny ass thing happened to me at fucking Rogers Video one time, okay? So me and Amber are going to Rogers Video.
Yeah. Where was the one that you guys used to go to?
It was in Falcon Ridge Plaza. So I remember me and Manver go to Rogers Video one day to pick up a movie because we're going to, you know, watch a movie.
Yeah.
And yeah, isn't it crazy, like, streaming services now? You don't have to, like...
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You don't have to return... Yo, what the fuck? Yo, we were living in the fucking...
I loved it,
caveman
though.
Times.
It was
okay,
so
anyways.
Fun.
So we go there, right? And there was this guy there, right? From high school.
Oh.
Okay?
Ashiki.
Who I had a crush on.
Oh. Okay?
Back in high school, not that. This was like after high school now. But this is kind of like seeing the person that you had a crush on back in the day.
Oh, okay.
Okay? And he's there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's there with his new wife. Who's straight from India.
Wife?
Yeah.
Because
I think because he was a year older than me.
Okay.
And then so he's 2 years out of high school at this point now. 2 or 3 years out of high school.
So this guy got married when he was 20?
Yeah, very young.
Holy.
And so he went to India to get married, right? Because he was a little bit of, you know, bad boy things and not a...
Really? That's why?
I don't know. His parents are probably just like, bro, get fucking married. What are you doing with your life? Oh, and he's probably like, okay, whatever. Anyways, that was my type.
the bad boys that would eventually get sent to India.
The bad boys that eventually got sent to India to get married to India girls. That was my type, bitch. That and friend and all. Wow. No wonder I'm fucking so put off by guys now. My track record is fucking so embarrassing.
From your type are married. Yeah. And they probably have like 14-year-old kids
They have
now.
Like very old kids.
Like 10, 12-year-old kids. Or they're in the UK.
Yeah. And yeah. Okay. Anyways. Anyway, so we see him there, right? With his new, brand new, fresh male and bride that he got. And for some reason, we were just like, oh, hey, how's it going? How are you? Like, trying to have a normal conversation with him. Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, it's good. And he grabs his wife and puts his arms around her waist and, like, pulls her close like a high school. You know, like, in high school, guys used to do that?
Yeah.
Like, hold on to their girlfriends, like, from behind and, like, put their arms around their waist and pull them, like, close.
What?
He's doing that while he's having a conversation with us.
Oh,
like arm's length away from us, like a foot away from us.
Why?
I don't know. And it was so weird because as we were talking, he was like kept pulling her in closer.
Oh, what the
heck?
And
she's just standing there like a fucking rag doll, like doesn't know what the fuck's going on. And he's like doing these weird things. And I'm just like, and I remember like, and I'm just like thinking to myself, like, what the fuck is this guy? What is he doing? Like, is he trying to like show up or something? Show up, show up, Karta. And then look, whatever, then he leaves and I look at Mamby, I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah, I didn't have to say anything. She's like, what the fuck was that?
What the hell? That's so weird.
So weird, right?
Why do you think he did that? I'm so curious.
I don't know why he did that. I don't know if he did that because he knew that like I liked him or whatever in high school and I don't know what the fuck he was trying to do.
He's like, this is mine now.
Yeah. Like, okay, Kong goes to you. I'm fucking still single.
Is he still married? Do you know?
I don't know if he's still married. I'm assuming so.
Who was it?
This guy. You don't know him.
What's his name?
You liked a guy named that. I know.
Oh my God.
When I tell you my track record is so embarrassing, I'm dead serious, okay? I'm not saying that to be funny. Like, I'm being dead fucking serious. Friend and all. That guy with that name. God. And then guess what he named his son?
No.
And I obviously can't say the names. I had to cut them out, guys, because like, you know, people are gonna know and shit and word's gonna get around. And until I'm living in LA making multi-$1 million, I ain't gonna be name dropping no one. I don't even know why I fucking like this guy. Probably because like, I don't know, we were just like friends and stuff and like we used to talk all the time. I don't even know what his real name was, actually. He was, like, one of those guys that was, like a fighting all the time and shit. He was, like, that type.
So you just liked his, like, macho-ness.
Yeah, his macho-ness. He was barely fucking taller than me.
Oh, shit.
He's probably 5'6".
I was, like imagining a taller guy.
No, he's probably, like, 5'6", 5'7".
Damn.
That's what I'm saying. I don't discriminate against height. I don't. Yeah. Because I was out here, like, in...
Short kings.
Yeah, short kings, tall kings, all the kings. Doesn't even matter. Even if you got a fucked up name, you act fucking weird like that at Roger's video. I'm about it. I'm about it. You say friend and all. I don't fucking care.
No, but
bro.
You said once you said friend and all, like, you didn't like that one anymore.
It was it was before that too.
That's what ended it.
The friend and all did like it was solidified it. My suspicions were confirmed that this guy's an ulu. Okay.
Oh my God.
All right, let's stop talking about this. I'm trying to think of all the other ulus that I used to like.
Yeah. Okay, who else?
But that guy, you don't know him.
Yeah, I think I do.
And like every girl had a crush on him. Oh. Yeah, bro. And then that's when my friend started hating me. Remember that girl? She called me a gorilla. I told this story on the podcast. Oh. She liked him too.
Oh.
Yeah, she liked him too. And then he ended up dating me.
Yeah.
And she was like going around telling other guys like, I don't know why he picked her. Pammy looks like a gorilla. Oh. She's so dark. Yeah, remember I told this story in the pod. Yeah,
wow,
whatever, I don't even care. But because that bitch don't got no friends now, bitch. You ain't got no friends. Whatever, it was a long time ago, you know. God bless you, good luck in life and shit, but you ain't got no friends. Who's a gorilla now, bitch? At least I'm in the zoo. With my zoo. You outside the zoo, you can't even get in, bitch. Why are you talking shit from outside the zoo? You can't even get in.
At least I'm in the zoo.
At least I'm in the zoo with my zoo ass friends.
even get admission ticket.
That was too funny.
Okay, guys, we're going to hop into the coach's huddle portion of the podcast. This is where we react to your stories and answer your questions. Please don't take anything we say seriously. We're just talking that shit. If you need real professional help for serious ass topics, please reach out to professionals. We are just out here just doing this for fun, chan. Okay, not a serious. Okay. I have a heavy response here and I really don't know what to do or think. Just a few months ago, I had broken up with my boyfriend of 4 years. After being cuffed for so long, I really wanted to take advantage of being single. Okay, also, it's crazy to me that people are together for so long and then break up.
Why?
I don't know. It's just like, not crazy, but it's just like so sad. Like, you think that you're in love with someone and they turn out to be not the person for you.
I'm happy for these people.
Well, whatever. Can, like... Yeah, I mean, in the long run, but in that immediate, like, that first, like, that heartbreak moment.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
TBH, don't know how it feels, but...
Tough, yo. We're all blessed to find our Prince Chamkila fucking at 19 years old. Anyways, just a few months ago, I'd broken up with my boyfriend of 4 years. After being cuffed for so long, I really wanted to take advantage of being single. And I was ready to have a hot girl spring. Not even strong, summer. She wanted to get started early. Springtime. I was going to bars and getting to know a bunch of different guys. I met this one guy through a mutual friend. We exchanged numbers, and before you know it, we were hooking up.
Damn.
We didn't talk to each other after that. It was just a one-night stand. I want to have a one-night stand with you. I want to have a one-night stand with you. Imagine Babu Man slapped me with a copyright lawsuit because I sang that in the podcast. Anyways, my mom has been divorced for a few years now, and she has been dating. Her new boyfriend is great, and I'm so happy that she found someone who can take care of her properly because my biological dad was horrible. A few days ago, she decided to finally introduce me to the rest of his family. His son, who may potentially be my future stepbrother, was the guy I hooked up with a few months ago. What the fuck do I do? This is what you do. You call 1-800-PORNHUB.
What? Weren't you just... Was it with Girk or with Manbeer guys where you guys are talking about like, oh, I was dating this guy. It was Girk. I just listened to it yesterday. Where you guys were talking about like, oh, I was dating this guy who was much older.
Yeah. That was last week. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yo, that's fucking wild.
Yo, man, what are you going to do? Like,
Yo, man, what are you supposed to do? Just don't do it again.
Yeah, as long as it's like once, if and when you guys officially do become like stepbrother and stepsister.
Just act like it never happened and make sure it doesn't happen again. End of story. Nothing you can do. This generation now.
Yeah.
Like, who's born after us has to think about this shit now.
Yeah.
We didn't, obviously, because our parents aren't going around dating. Yeah. But, like, kids who are coming up now, early 20s, their parents are more likely born here, which means they're going to date, they're going to be divorced, they're going to date, meet new people who already have kids and families. Yeah. Y'all have a whole new set of problems, bro. I know. Y'all have gore issues. Y'all have gore kam.
Yeah.
We out here just still trying to get out of the house. Hey, Coach P, a girl needs some big sister advice. Well, we are your big sisters. I'm in my early 20s, and I just got out of my first relationship a year ago, in which I realized I wanted to focus on myself, not to forget to mention I had put my standards real low for that guy.
Damn, sis, at least you recognize
that. You know what, I was reading this, I'm like, yo, at least you recognize that you did have low standards, because that's the first step.
Yes,
realizing that, you know, you were doing charity work out here. Fast forward to recently when I was ready to talk to guys to fuck around with. I met this fine ass guy who was literally perfect and older than me. All the boxes he has checked. Successful, respectful, funny, and just a nice guy in general. Although we hooked up on our second date, it's clear he wants to be more than just fuck buddies now. We've been seeing each other for 3 months. I just wanted a hot girl summer, but he's my dream man's. Everyone in my life is telling me I need to go through a whole phase, but is that really important? Please read this on the podcast, as it might not be a part of the lives. Okay. I thought about this long and hard.
Did you?
No, I didn't. It took 3 seconds to think about this.
No, you don't need a fucking whole face.
Yeah, no.
You don't need a whole face. That's just something that people tell each other when they're newly single. And they're like, I just need a whole face, blah, 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 whatever. You don't need it, okay? If you meet someone at a time where you didn't think that you were going to meet them and you wanted to be a whole or whatever the fuck that means, that doesn't mean you shouldn't be with a guy.
Yeah.
Like, if he is actually genuinely amazing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just and like, be a hoe with him.
Yeah, be a hoe with him. Be a committed hoe.
There be is a loyal, such thing.
Be a loyal hoe.
Yeah.
What's better than being a fucking committed hoe? That's probably the... It being is. A committed hoe is probably better than being like an open hoe. No,
but that is like, but that's your ideal situation.
Yeah, because think about it. How awkward is it when you're like just having like casual sex or whatever, right?
Look at the situation right before this.
The dangers when it comes to, you know, they could be your stepbrother or STDs or whatever, right? You know, this is a hot topic last year. But let's say you're in a relationship and you hoe it out with one person. You could be like fucking doing crazy ass shit and like experiment, do all this crazy ass shit. And you don't have to worry about shit like that, bro. Yeah, exactly. Right? And you could be developing like a crazy bond too with this person.
Yep.
Right? Bruh.
Exactly.
Exactly. Exactly.
Exactly.
No, don't pass up a good guy because you want to be a hoe. What the fuck does that even mean?
Yeah. Practice. And you know what? Some people... they need that, whatever, because like that's their personality.
Yeah,
but and that's probably who's recommending it to you. But you know what? That might be
that might work for them. Yeah.
But like for you, if you don't feel like you really need it, then whatever, you're fine. And you just had a little bit of one. Just
it's fine, man.
But like life doesn't end when you go into like a committed relationship.
Yeah,
dude. Like you can still do things to like. Keep things exciting.
And who knows? It might not even last with this guy either. So then you can be a hoe after that. But like, don't pass up an opportunity, like a good opportunity to like meet a good person.
Yeah.
You know, very rare these things.
Yeah.
Good people, you know, good people that you connect with and you vibe with and you want to get to know. That's rare. So, you know, give it a chance and don't worry about being a hoe and all these people are telling you to be a hoe. No. Be a committed hoe. Hashtag. That's a new thing.
Yeah, let's start a new
committed whole summer, bro. Committed whole summer. Is it true that the older... Okay, so I want to talk about this. Talk about this on the live a little bit. I want to talk about this. Is it true that the older you get, the harder it can potentially be to find a life partner? I'm turning 31 soon. Do you have fewer options?
Do you? I don't know. I feel like the number, amount of options, it just depends on your situation.
Yeah, I don't think the amount of options goes down. I think your standards go up.
Yeah.
I think that's what happens. I think when you get older, you're less willing to compromise on things compared to when you're younger. I feel like when you're younger, you're willing to like make sacrifices more and compromise more and willing to overlook certain things.
Yeah.
But when you're older and you've like kind of established who you are and built kind of like a life for yourself, you're looking for someone to fit into your life.
Yeah.
So it's harder to find someone that like, I feel like that's why it's harder to find someone.
Yeah.
And I don't think that should be looked at as a bad thing.
It should not
be looked at as a bad thing because you'll have less chances of it not working out.
Yep.
Because you know exactly what you need and what you want.
Yeah.
But when you're younger...
And you sort out, like, all these things before you actually, for example, like, get married.
Yeah.
And there's no, like, surprises afterwards. Whereas, like, how many times do we hear, like, oh, yeah, we met when we were young. And then when we got married and then I started living with him, that's when I realized X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
It's, like, because you don't... First of all, you don't know what you don't know. So one of the things you don't know is... that you should be talking about this like beforehand be like, okay, in this type of situation, like, or just not even like if you ask someone like, hey, in this type of a situation, what would you do? Obviously people just make up bullshit, but like actually taking a deep dive into like, let's say somebody's like reaction to something. And it's like, oh, hey, instead of just being like, oh, whatever, it's just like a one-off thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, is it a one-off thing or is this like a regular occurrence?
Yeah. You just have like, you're just a better judge of character.
A little bit more critical, yeah.
You know, like what you want in life. And that's why it's probably a little bit harder to find someone when you're older, because you're not willing to like, just, you know, sacrifice or compromise too much. I mean, there should be compromise and everything, but like, there's just some limit. So, you know, but then someone was like, well, do you feel like people settle?
Yeah, there's that too.
Like when they get older. And I feel like there's two different types of people here when it comes to being older. One is the people who are trying to rush to get married and have kids because that's what they want. Chances of getting into a fucked up relationship when you feel that type of pressure,
very high,
are very high. Dude, I saw a fucking TikTok the other day. This girl was like crying or whatever, right? She was like this gori, and she's like crying on her TikTok, and she was like, she's like, if there's one thing that I can tell people is do not have kids with the wrong person. Damn. Yeah. And when I heard that, I was like, and my first immediate thought was like, how many women rush into relationships and getting married because they want kids, they want to have kids, and then they overlook everything, they don't think about it properly, they rush into it, have kids right away, and then it fucking doesn't work out. Or like it works out or whatever, but like they're not happy.
Like there's challenges,
there's so, you know what I mean, like there's so many things that could have been like avoided. But yeah, but that's a very real thing, is that some people rush into things, so they settle and then they have children and families with the wrong people.
Yep.
Right? Or there's the other side of people who don't settle and it takes really long for them to find someone.
Yeah.
Because they're not, you know, so at the end of the day, like, kind of both the... But I think people also don't consider the fact that the dating pool probably does get a little bit bigger when you're a little bit older, because all the divorced people are fucking getting re-thrown into the pool, you know? The fish are getting thrown back into the lake. And I'm out there fishing. I'm out there fishing for them old ass fish.
You know what I was thinking the other day? I can't remember. I think it was like while I was like listening to something, or like either you're on the live or like it was a podcast. But I was thinking about how it must be a little bit better to be like the second wife of a guy.
Really?
Because think about it. They've like made their mistakes.
Oh.
And they've even like, let's say they learned from them, but like now they're divorced. Chances are you don't want to do it again. So like now that they've been through it themselves and they know like, okay, if I do this, this is going to be the result. So I should just like, you know, act better.
Actually recently had a client who's getting married to a guy.
Oh yeah.
Who she was like, yeah, whenever he's been married before.
On your own, you're like, people are very interesting.
Oh my god, dude, the people that I do on my own are so interesting.
What is
remember that? That one divorce lawyer who was telling me the craziest fucking story?
Yeah,
bro. Then I got a message from this girl,
yeah,
who was telling me that she's 30, she's my age,
okay,
and she's getting her eggs frozen right now.
Yeah.
So she was like telling me, she's like, yeah, like I'm currently going through the process of getting my eggs frozen, and like they put you through like a whole like, you know, mm-hmm. thing, whatever, and you have to like extract, to give you like hormone, whatever,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, and I've just been like in the worst mood, but like your podcast has really gotten me through it, whatever. That was her story, right? And I completely ignored the fact that she said the podcast is helping her. I was like, you're getting your eggs frozen? She's like, yeah, girl, like you should definitely look into it. But I'm like, dude, really? Like, what made you do that, right?
Yeah.
She's like, because I don't have any, like, boyfriend. I don't have any prospect of getting married anytime soon.
Yeah.
She's like, and I don't want to feel that pressure.
Yeah, yeah.
Of having to, like, rush.
Yeah.
Because I do want to have a family. She's like, so I'm just going to get my eggs frozen and just, like, deal with it or whatever later.
Yeah.
And then she's like, and also, and I didn't even think about this. She's like, also, it takes the, she's like, once you're, like, if you're seeing a guy.
Yeah.
And they know that you've done that and you're not rushed, that will take the pressure off.
Oh.
And it will make the guy feel like a little bit like more relaxed and chill, because and he won't feel like you're just using him to like fucking get married and have a kid or whatever.
yeah.
And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, you should seriously consider it. Super smart, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I thought about it for like 30 minutes and then I forgot about it. But then I was like, oh, maybe I should like look into that or something.
Well, there's different types of people.
But I also like don't really care exactly. to have kids.
Yeah.
But what if I fall in love with a guy who really wants kids? Then I'm fucked.
Or what if you change your mind?
Yeah, what if I change my mind?
Because right now, I think you're like, oh, whatever. Like, you're not thinking about it because you don't have that pressure yeah. in your head. Like, first of all, you don't want, like, you're not, like, dying to have kids.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Whereas, like, I know people that aren't married and they're dying to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, they're, like, oh, my God, I need to get married. I need to do this because mm-hmm. I want to have kids. That's not your thing.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say you're turning, like, 38, 39 as you get inch closer to your 40th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever your situation is at that point, whether mm-hmm. you're single, married, freaking divorced twice, who yeah. knows? But, like, at that point, I feel like, you know what? You know when you can't have something and you want it more?
Yeah.
That situation might.
Costs vary. So this is the cost in Alberta, okay? In Canada. Costs vary depending on the clinic, but are usually in the region of $10,000 mm-hmm. to extract and freeze the eggs, $300 per year to store them,
mm-hmm.
and $6,000 to cover the cost of one IVF cycle.
Yeah, which is like IVF costs.
These are the type of decisions that I don't want to make. I just want someone to make them for me.
Yeah.
Then I'll do it.
I can see you wanting that.
I literally...
Who is going to make that? There's literally a decision that... One thing that literally nobody can do for you.
Yeah.
You... This is... Just this one thing.
But I just, like, don't want kids. Like, I don't... But, like... But that's the thing is, like, even if I do find someone...
For you.
Let's say I find someone even, like, next year. This yeah. year. Next year. I'm still going to want to, like, be... childless for at least 4 or 5 years, right? Like, I want to fucking chill.
But according to that timeline, you'd be okay. I think you should. I think you have the option to do it. You live in a time where you have the option to do it, and this could, like, relieve a lot of pressure off of you, off of, like, a future relationship, so many things.
Okay, so that girl who messaged me that she got her eggs frozen, I forgot your username or whatever, and it's, like, way down in the DMs now. Can you message me again and we can have a proper discussion? Because I want to talk to someone who's actually going through it.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know who you are. Just message me.
Don't even think about it. Don't even think about hitting stop or pause or exiting out of the app that you're listening to this on. Don't even think about it before I get to the end credits. I have one special request. If you enjoyed today's episode, if you smirked, you laughed, or you smiled, or whatever, you giggled, or you did a little hee-hee, ha-ha, right? If you enjoyed it at all, please, please, please share this with two people in your life that don't listen to the podcast already. It's the best way that you can support the podcast is by sharing and spreading the word. So send it to two people. It could be a friend, a coworker, a cousin, a sister-in-law that you're trying to, you know, get close to or, you know, get on the same page with. You guys can connect over the podcast, something like that. I don't know. I'm just throwing out ideas. Anyways, but if you guys could share it with two people, this particular episode, I think it's a good episode for people to get kind of a gist of what the podcast is about. But yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it, okay? Love you guys.
All right, guys, that's it for this week's episode. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Make sure you follow Gravine on Instagram at inkbygb.ca. She does eyebrow tattoo stuff. And we also do hair and makeup, so make sure you guys follow us on Instagram at madebypg. We do mainly bridal, sometimes non-bridal. And make sure you guys follow me on Instagram at Coach B Podcast and follow the official podcast Instagram account because I do shit on there all the time too. And yeah, anyways, hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode and we'll catch you next week on Coaches Don't Play.
Wow.